This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to every listener. What a privilege to speak to you. And yeah, it is freezing cold in Pretoria, but I know in Cape Town, and yeah, it's the same story. So keep warm today as we all brace the winter. But like I always say, it takes a winter to appreciate spring and summer. And we have to get through this so we can get to those other two, yeah, warmer seasons. This morning, I would just like to, yeah, just talk to you about something that is actually always mind-boggling to me. And that is how God answers in mysterious ways. When we pray and we ask Him for things, we always have His answer also set in a certain way and think that He should do this and that in the way we perceive or think. But God surely answers in mysterious ways. And today I want to share a story to give you hope that when you ask and when you pray, and it's in line with God's will, that He will hear you and His answers will always come, but not necessarily in the way you want them to. You see, at the end of 1961, a young exchange student studying at the Bible College of Wales in Swansea was on his way home when he decided to take an unguided sightseeing tour of London. As he walked, he came across a house with a nameplate on the front that said George Jeffreys. He wondered if it could be the great George Jeffreys, who had founded the Elam Pentecostal churches in Ireland and England, and whom he had read so much about. And this is how he tells the rest of the story. "There I rang the bell. A lady opened the door. 'Pardon my intrusion, ma'am, but does George Jeffrey live here, who was the famous firebrand evangelist I have heard so much about?' "Yes, he does. May I see him?" "No, under no circumstances." She had hardly said no when I heard a deep voice from within the house say, "Let the young man come in." I stepped forward, took his hand and introduced myself. I told him I had a call of God on my life to be an evangelist and to preach the gospel in Africa. That I had been to the college in Swansea, that is the Bible College in Wales, and was now returning to Germany. What happened next was extraordinary. All of a sudden, he took me by my shoulders and fell to his knees, pulling me to the floor with him. He placed his hands on my head and began to bless me as a father blesses a son. As Abram blessed Isaac, who blessed Jacob, and on, the room seemed to light up with the glory of God as he poured out his prayer over me. I do not remember the words with which he blessed me, but I do remember the effect. My body felt electrified, tingling with divine energy. After about a half an hour, he finished. I stood up and helped him to his feet. He seemed very frail. We said our goodbyes. The lady came and escorted me away. He could hardly stand, nor could I, for different reasons though. That young man went on to become one of the greatest healing evangelists of his generation. And his name was Reinhard Bonnke, or Reinhard Bonnke. Isn't it amazing that sometimes when we have a call on our life, and who knows what Reinhard Bonnke asked the Lord, maybe for a confirmation, maybe for a prayer that he needed answered, and God answered him in the most miraculous and mysterious way. Who would have thought that just deciding to take an unguided sightseeing tour would bring this huge blessing? May you also know today that whatever you trust the Lord for, He answers, not in your time and maybe not in your way, but He will surely get the answer and the confirmation to you. I hope that blesses you this morning. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.